From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Sullivan, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa and I were invited by the Discovery Channel to take a sneak peek at the network's new 11-part nature series, Life. It premieres at 7 p.m. Sunday, March 21st. Oprah Winfrey narrates this series that was more than 4 years in the making and explores the adaptability and diversity of life on Earth, because, you know, Earth is home to more than 30 million different animals and plants, and every single one is in its own fight for survival. Ooh.
That kind of makes your brain melt when you try to think about that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So, Melissa, Discovery Channel was kind enough to send us the first two installments, which actually do air Sunday, March 21st, back-to-back. What'd you think?
I actually kind of enjoyed it a little bit, and I'm not usually a big nature show fan, but it was really intriguing and informative.
That's for sure.
I really liked the little ibex when he got away from the fox. I believe a fox was like chasing him up a mountain.
And the ibex, that's like
it's kind of like a mountain goat deer.
Oh, okay.
It looked like a deer. Uh-huh. It looked a lot like a deer, but it was climbed like a mountain goat.
Yeah.
And then I liked the little part with the seal and the orca whales. And what about you?
Yeah. It's kind of hard for me to, you know, tell the two episodes apart. You know, the first one is Challenges of Life. That one might be the one where the ibex was featured.
It was.
And then the second part is Reptiles and Amphibians. That may have been, that probably wasn't the seals.
Yeah, the seal was in the first one. And I believe the bottlenose dolphins was in the first one. Mm-hmm. The only ones that they have seen that do this method of mud wringing that... they make the mud come up in the water and the fish jump at kind of in a circle and mm-hmm. the fish will jump out right into their mouths. That was really cool.
Yeah, that was very interesting because they said that these bottlenose dolphins located in off the coast of Florida are the only ones that have this way of catching their food.
They figured it out so far anyway, yeah. But maybe some others will figure it out.
That's true. Well, now that I... you remember the title of the second one, Reptiles and Amphibians. I think that one had in the two cutest little things I liked. They were like little frogs. One of them was called the waterfall frog. And it's because to escape predators, it would, fall off the waterfall and, you know, kind of roll up in a ball and roll down the waterfall.
That was pretty cool.
And then there was a frog that I think it was like a stone, I forget what it was called, but it would roll up into a little stone to escape its prey
or predators. And there was one, I think, that had like pretty big webbed feet, webbed hands, mm-hmm. and it would jump off if something was trying to get it, jump off of something real high if it was on a real high leaf, and then it would catch itself with its hands.
Yeah. I mean, the footage is just incredible, that's for sure. But for those who remember... the Discovery Channel's Planet Earth series that aired last year, it too was incredible. And I think maybe it has, in my eyes, was a little bit better because it didn't seem to repeat footage as much as the Life series seems to.
Okay.
It's every commercial break, you know, they're just kind of recapping and...
Yeah, that was probably the only thing I had a little bit of problem with. It was kind of going over the same thing a little bit.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen more original footage, you know, for the complete hour.
But the filming of it all, what they were able to catch, and then you know, a lot of it's first time, the first mm-hmm. time they've ever caught it, and then the slow motion, I mean, such a close-up view. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is just incredible. And Oprah Winfrey... is pleasant to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you know there were a couple that I really didn't like. I didn't like the. It seemed like it was it the leopards that were chasing. They chased down something.
Well, yeah, because they were.
I know that's the point of life. They're trying to get their prey. But the worst was their Komodo dragons and the water buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Melissa
but
didn't.
They had. Yeah, that was kind of brutal, but I know it was all part of nature and it was all part of life. They showed the good and the bad. I mean, mm-hmm. they really did show an all-around kind of look at everything.
Yeah, and maybe the future episodes won't be as bloody, or not really bloody, but you know, the catching prey to eat.
Well, and out
to
of all of the 2 hours, I mean, there really were only two. Yeah. It seems like they really only showed 2 episodes of, you know, well, catching the prey.
Yeah, I'm figuring that was probably in that first episode, Challenges of Life. The others seem to really focus more on specific breeds. For instance, Sunday, March 28th, the 2 episodes are mammals and fish. On Sunday, April 4th, they'll cover birds and creatures of the deep. On Sunday, April 11th, it'll be hunters and hunted. Oh, that might be kind of bad.
And, yeah.
Okay, hunters and hunted and insects. And the final Sunday, April 18th, they're going to air plants, primates, and the making of life.
Okay, yeah. I think the Komodo dragons was in the second one because they were the reptiles and amphibians.
Oh, okay.
It was like one. It also stuck in my head because I think it was one of the last, you know, the last parts of what we saw. But there were two. There were some, a couple of cool lizards. There was the one that had the tongue that they showed in slow motion that would come out and get like the praying mantis,
like 4 feet.
Mm-hmm. And it was pretty bizarre. And then the coolest lizard, I thought, was the one that ran on the top of the water.
And believe it or not, it's called the Jesus Christ lizard.
That's right. That's right. There's a really a lot of cool stuff in these.
There are. And, well, Melissa, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being outstanding, what would you rate life?
I gave it an 8. I thought it was pretty good for, especially someone who doesn't usually watch nature. Not that there's anything wrong with mm-hmm. them, but there was a really lot of interesting stuff in it.
Yeah. Well, I gave it a 9. I would have given it a 10 if it had given me a little bit more original footage for a whole hour. But, I mean, it was just incredible to watch. So gather the family together to watch Life over the next 5 Sundays. It premieres at 7 p.m. Sunday, March 21st on Discovery and continues on 7 Sundays after that. And be sure to return to the Oklahoman's TV Preview podcast again next week, because we'll have another program to tell everybody about. Thank you so much for listening.